President Trump is far away from Washington today as the impeachment trial begins in the Senate. He's in Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting. Today he gave a speech touting the strong U.S. economy.
Years of economic stagnation have given way to a roaring geyser of opportunity. U.S. stock markets have soared by more than 50% since my election, adding more than $19 trillion to household wealth and boosting 401ks, pensions, and college savings accounts for millions of hardworking families.
Joining us now from Davos is Tom Keene, host of Bloomberg Surveillance. Tom, welcome. It's great to have you back.
Jeremy, wonderful to be with you.
How has President Trump been received there at Davos?
Fascinating and very different than the previous visit. He came here with a little less hoopla. Clearly in the Congress Center, there wasn't the uproar of his celebration after election. And also fascinating, I thought, Jeremy, was the speech. Here, there was a real belief he would in some way turn to a global speech. It sounded like a speech he could give in Charlotte, August of this year.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it sounded like a domestic speech that he would give the Republican convention, a victory lap of all of his attainments and that. Only late in the speech did he really pay any homage to the global elites here talking about Europe.
One of the other people who's gotten a lot of attention today giving a speech there at Davos is the climate change teen activist Greta Thunberg, who spoke. And she pointed out to world leaders that they're all about to fail in their commitments that they made in the Paris Climate Agreement. But no one seems to care, she says. Here she is.
Any plan or policy of yours that doesn't include radical emission cuts at the source starting today is completely insufficient for meeting the 1.5 or well below 2 degree commitments of the Paris Agreement.
How was that speech received there?
It was received differently than it would have been received a year ago, and it was received with an incredible intensity of listening. This place has been humbled, Jeremy, over the last number of years where climate change and global warming is an issue. It is something to worry about, no question about that. But far more than that is the new of global warming. It's the key difference at this Davos, and she was listened to most carefully.
And are the business leaders ready to take action in a way that they haven't in the past on climate change? Is that something that they can do?
Well, we'll see about that. McKinsey came out with an important study that was, I think, made a nice splash the other day. Lawrence Fink of BlackRock, of course, has made two splashes in the last 20 days. But to your good point, can it be executed on? And that's a great debate. I'd say the center tendency here is private enterprise is doing the best they can. And the question is, how do they engage government?
Who else is there at Davos this year?
What I noticed this year is there's far less celebrities. There's fewer academics. I was talking to Ken Rogoff of Harvard University today about this, and there was a real shift 6-7 years ago towards less academics, less experts, and much more of a corporatist feel. I can tell you down the promenade, the main avenue here in Davos, it's ever more corporate this year. They're front and center.
So what do they think about what's going on in the global economy right now? President Trump obviously likes to tout the U.S. economy, the stock market, low unemployment here in the U.S. But what are people feeling about how the global economy is doing right now?
It's an interesting picture in that it's not on the radar. The markets are not on the radar, of course, with the great bull market, and we've seen that in the last couple of weeks. But the economy is a feel-good economy for these elites. And as you well know, Jeremy, there's a whole other part of the developed world that's saying, well, we're not participating. One of the big splashes in the last 24 hours has been Richard Edelman's Edelman Trust Barometer, which is completely devoted to your question, which is capitalism is advantaging elites, but so many of the people they polled don't feel like they're part of that economy.
Are they expecting recession? Are people that you're talking to expecting that there'll
No.
be a downturn?
No, I don't think so. In fact, while we were on set today, John Farrow and I, John Golub at Credit Suisse raised his price target on the S&P 500. You don't do that if you're expecting a recession.
Hmm. And I'm putting you on the spot, but what's the most interesting thing you've heard this year from somebody you've talked to?
Well, that's a loaded question. I would say the most interesting thing I've seen at Davos, and we're only in the first day, has been how serious climate change has become this year. I can't convey enough the difference, whether it's the Australian fires, the heat wave in Europe last summer. However you want to put it, that has been the big shock. The real shock of Davos is Barry, the piano player at the acclaimed piano bar, moved his venue. So that's been the real news, is the guy at the piano bar moved.
Tom Keen, who is the host of Bloomberg Surveillance, joining us from Davos, Switzerland. Tom, thanks as always.
Great to be with you.